Mike Tagubin. Hello, friends, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our joy and privilege to come to you once again through means of Transworld Radio to share with you the Word of the Eternal God. I trust that you'll get your Bible or New Testament and follow along with us today as I'm giving you a challenge to read the Bible through this year. And we have, by the way, some guides for reading the Bible through this year. And if you will write to us, we'll be delighted to send you these radio guides, that is, these Bible reading guides, which will help you in reading the Bible through in a year's time. You can read the entire Bible through in 1 year's time. And this reading guide will not only help you to read the Bible through, but you will read the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs twice, and you'll read the four Gospels twice in reading the Bible through following this Bible reading guide that we'll be glad to send to you if you'll write to us and ask us for it. Now, the address, you need to have a pencil and paper. The address that I'd like to give you is as follows. And write this down so you can write to us. And this is the address to send your letter to. And it will be our joy to send you a Bible reading guide. Capital K, capital C, space, capital LEONARDI. That's KC Leonardi. Capital KC, space, LEONARDI. On the next line, you'll put 167 Alto, that's spelled capital A-L-T-O, Alto Road, and Road is spelled capital R-O-A-D, 167 Alto Road. On the next line, you'll put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, with a little comma after it. Then a capital C, capital O, period. That stands for Colorado, the state that we live in. Ignacio, Colorado. And then 81137 is the zip code, and that's very important. You put that on the same line, 81137. On the last line, then, you put capital U, capital S, capital A for United States of America. Or you can write out United States of America. And we do look forward to hearing from you, beloved. We'd love to send you these Bible reading guides. And if you do not have a New Testament or a Bible, we'll be glad to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. Now today, we're considering again, is reading God's Word important? Is reading God's Word important? Well, we've seen in our previous broadcast, a couple of broadcasts ago, that in Matthew 24:35, Mark 13:31, Luke 21:33, all three of those scripture references tell us heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. All man's writings are going to pass away, but God's Word will endure forever. God's Word will not pass away. God always keeps His Word. He does what He says He will do. And over in the Old Testament, Isaiah 40 and verse 8, and in the New Testament, 1 Peter 1, 23 through 25, all of these scriptures tell us that God's Word will never pass away. And so, is God's Word important? Oh, absolutely, beloved. It's the most important piece of literature ever written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. It was penned or written down by some 40 different men from every different walk of life, many of them never even meeting the other one. And yet this book has complete harmony from the beginning to the end because it was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. It is the most important piece of literature ever written. And, beloved, I invite you to get into it and to begin to read it. Now, the second reason I would have you to read God's Word is that God magnifies His Word above His name. That's how important God's Word is. He magnifies His Word above His name. Psalm 138 and verse 2 reads, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now that makes God's word extremely important, beloved, because in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 7, the Lord God wrote, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. The word in vain means in a manner that dishonors and blasphemes Almighty God, using it as a curse word, using it in swearing, using it in an empty way, a way that is not sincere. And being held in respect and high regard and reverence. Also, Deuteronomy 5:11 states the same thing, beloved, that the individual that blasphemes and misuses God's name will have to give an account of it, will not be guiltless before Almighty God for misusing and dishonoring His name. And there will come a day, beloved, when you will appear before the God of the universe. God's Word makes that clear, that every human being on the face of the earth, everyone that has ever lived, will someday appear before Almighty God, and we will give an account of our lives. We who have accepted Jesus as Savior will not have to give an account of our sin because it's covered by the blood of Christ, but our works, the things that have been done in our life, we will give an account of, our deeds. But, beloved, if you know not Jesus Christ and you die in your sin, you will appear at that great white throne judgment that's spoken of in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And there in that great white throne judgment, you will appear before Almighty God. And that record is given in the last book of the New Testament, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through verse 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And in Revelation 21:8 we read, But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Beloved, we're all guilty of having committed some of those sins. How is it we can escape that terrible lake of fire? It's only by putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior. He is the only way of salvation. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation, the only way of forgiveness, the only way of eternal life. And so, beloved, every person is going to appear before Almighty God in the future. And it doesn't matter, those who have died are going to be resurrected. If you and I die before this time comes, we will be resurrected and appear either at the judgment seat of Christ for believers or the great white throne judgment for unbelievers. And so, beloved, every individual will give an account. And if you're guilty of taking God's name in vain and blaspheming and misusing God's name, you're going to give an account of it someday. But if you'll put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be cleansed and forgiven for your sin and made pure and clean and righteous in the sight of God. And so, beloved, is God's Word important? Oh, absolutely it is, because it tells us about our future, and it tells us of how important it is that we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as our Savior. Thus, God magnifies His Word above His name. And then God's Word brings people to Jesus as Savior, beloved. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, we read these words, "In whom ye also trusted," speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, "in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the good news. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. He lives today. And by putting your faith and trust in Him, accepting Him as your Savior, crying out to Him, He will hear your prayer, beloved. He will hear your prayer. And He will invite you into eternal life by your accepting Him as your Savior, by your trusting Him and asking Him to come into your life to forgive you for your sin. Cry out to Him even now. He'll hear your cry. Till next time, goodbye.